Jesus, Henry.
He shuts the door and I hear him walking back to his room. I throw myself a reproachful glare as I pull on a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. I walk down the hall to Dad's bedroom. His door is shut. I knock. No answer. I wait. Dad? Silence. I open the door, stand in the doorway. Dad? He's sitting with his back to me on his bed. He continues to sit, and I stand there for a while, but I can't bring myself to walk into the room. Finally, I shut the door, walk back to my own room.
That was completely and totally your fault,
I tell myself severely. He is wearing jeans, sitting on the chair with his head in his hands.
You knew that was going to happen, and you didn't say a word. Where is your sense of self-preservation? What the hell is wrong with you? What use is it knowing the future if you can't at least protect us from humiliating little scenes? Shut up,
Henry croaks.
Just shut up. I will not shut up, I say, my voice rising. I mean, all you had to do was say, listen.
He looks up at me with resignation. It was like that day at the ice skating rink. Oh, shit. A couple of years ago, I saw a little girl get hit in the head with a hockey puck at Indian Head Park. It was horrible. I found out later that she died in the hospital. And then I started to time travel back to that day over and over, and I wanted to warn her mother, and I couldn't. It was like being in the audience at a movie. It was like being a ghost. I would scream, no, take her home, don't let her near the ice, take her away, she's gonna get hurt, she's gonna die. And I would realize that the words were only in my head, and everything would go on as before. Henry says, you talk about changing the future, but for me this is the past, and as far as I can tell, there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, I tried, and it was the trying that made it happen.